If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
So it looked like Usher is defending Diddy. Am I surprised? No. Am I disappointed? Yes. Is this a PR situation that is trying to paint him in the best light? Like Mr. Albie Shore said, we'll get into that. Absolutely. Let's get into it. Also, I didn't even know. We'll also add in there that Usher did respond, allegedly, to this alleged clash between him and Justin Bieber at Beyonce and Jay-Z's Oscar after party. We'll talk about all that. Now, I do want to talk about this gossip article because they encapsulate, girl, am I saying that word right? It encapsulates, okay, everything that I wanted to talk about. So I'm just going to read through it real quick. But it says that, you know, we finally have a better picture of what really went down between Usher and Justin Bieber at Beyonce and Jay-Z's Oscar after party. During an episode of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show this week, DeBrat revealed that she talked to Usher about the incident and explained that the reports of the altercations were exaggerated. I'm not going to read this quote. I'm actually going to play what she said. This is what came out the bird's mouth. Now, apparently, DeBrat said that she spoke to Usher, and this is what Usher told her.
To reports, Usher and Justin Bieber got into an altercation after the Oscars at the after party last week and reportedly went down after Beyonce and Jay-Z's annual gold party. Sources say that Usher approached Justin with energy and anger, which led to a tense yet brief moment between them. Thankfully, the ordeal was kept at words and no physical contact, and Usher was Justin's mentor and all this other stuff. Well, I spoke to Usher and he said this is an exaggeration of conversation. He's been nothing but supportive of plenty of issues that Justin Bieber has had throughout the years, and y'all can actually check the records for all that. He has been. Justin is on his own journey dealing with his own reality that he's created.
Notice how he said he's dealing with his own situation within his reality that he created. That sounds very dismissive. And I'm not trying to say any, that sounds very dismissive. Even the people in that radio, that room that they're doing that damn show on, even they made a ooh. Okay, I'm gonna let it continue.
Just him nothing but the best, and they have no hostility towards each other. They definitely love each other. So right. People just take things out of context when they see something and they run with it. And I'm just here to say that is not the issue. They are definitely cool with each other and they have love and they support each other.
Why was this story not out there? I mean, I don't know. I guess people want to preserve the drama or whatever. I'm going to let them do their little dialogue or whatever. It was exaggerated. I, just like this person in this comment said, I'm gonna need Justin to clear the air. Okay, and not Usher. I have no reason to believe that Usher is a liar or that he is a bad person. I would like to believe that he is not a bad person. But the fact that that comment about, oh, well, you know, he's living in the reality that he created, very passive, very like, I don't want to say manipulative or whatever, but it definitely is dismissive of whatever they got going on. And he's definitely not telling the truth. People were there. I was about to say nobody was there. People were there. I'm pretty sure at those Beyonce and Jay-Z parties, them NDAs ain't just for them. Their NDAs are for everybody, all the situations that may arise at the scene of the crime or party, I should say. So I don't see anybody else speaking out about this. Justin has none of his PR team said anything. I mean, there's sources close to him that came out with this, that initially came out with this story, but he or his team spoke out about this. And until that happens, if it happens, because I don't think he's gonna respond, he would have responded already, then we'll know his side of the story, and then we can lay this to rest. But no, I just have reason to believe that there was an altercation. I don't think that it went to physical altercation, of course, but I think that there was definitely some type of arguments, and something could have arisen. I think it has to do with Diddy. You know, I said it on my podcast, I think it has to do with Diddy, and that goes into the next part of what I want to say about Usher, because he's now speaking out again, as he did an interview with Jabari Young for the Forbes series, The Enterprise Zone. The singer sang his praises to Sean Diddy Combs, adding that his conviction should not take away from his status as a legacy figure. Okay, here's what Usher had to say.
This might be a bit controversial, but in the same way I think many people choose to look past the reality of what our country is, the standards that we now stand on, we can't ignore the reality of the history. But in many ways, I think certain people are prosecuted and maybe not recognized for the greatness that they offer. I don't have anything negative to say about Sean Combs, because my experience was not what the world has seen, and how he's been, you know, misrepresented. I'm not saying that every man is perfect.
Misrepresented. Okay.
Saying that all of us don't have flaws, but I can't, with any sense of humanity, not recognize the valuable contributions that this man made for us as Black entrepreneurs, for us as businessmen, for us as people who transition culture and ideas into something that's tangible and becomes business. So many people benefited from what he created.
He freaking took, oh my God, benefited. The only person that benefited from a career under his tutelage was probably you. But all the rappers that he signed are either not around, okay, or broke. They're freaking broke. They're not. And we can say, oh, well, you know, they put themselves there. They didn't do what needed to be done. This and the third, fine and dandy. But like when all, like mostly all of his artists are literally struggling financially, literally struggling to survive. You get what I'm saying? Because it's always the same illness. Less like, this is definitely a PR situation here. They're trying to make him, they're at this point, he done did his little bit of time, and now they're trying to soften his image up a little bit. So he's sending in the tap dancers like Usher. We're probably going to get something from CBJ. I anticipate that. And probably some other people that are fanatics of his.
And I acknowledge that. And that's why I see him as legacy.
Yeah. You told Shannon Sharp you learned a lot about business during that era.
Absolutely.
What'd you learn?
Puff was a mentor, a bum, but he was like a, you know, you have that really, really hard teacher, you know, but you're watching something in real time. You know, I think that the idea of the level of discipline that came with that time in business, especially in an era that was trying to prove itself culturally in hip hop. Now, you can't turn on the television and not see the influence of hip hop.
That's right.
But the people who actually made that appropriate and are the forefathers are people like Sean Combs.
Okay, I'm done. I can't hear anymore. Look, here is the thing. I think multiple things can be true at the same time. Culture was created. He did curate culture in his, I would say, his earlier days, but he was stingy. He was greedy. And whether you believe it or not, many people died around him. Allegedly, you know, everything is alleged. You get what I'm saying? My name is alleged, as Tasha K would say, right? But a lot of people went starving under his wing. You get what I'm saying? So he created culture, but like, the culture couldn't survive. The people that are making culture happen could not survive. So I think that was a big misstep. But obviously, it's clear that Usher is still tap dancing for Diddy. It's very unfortunate to watch. And we won't forget. You get what I'm saying? Like, Usher, you're this big star. You'll continue to do Vegas residencies and stuff. And people will show up because you look good. You still got it. Okay. And you doing your little music and stuff right there. I know you have to be a tap dancer. I know you can't say anything negative about Diddy, even though I feel like you can, because the motherfucker is in jail. Like, what he gonna do? What he gonna do? You a grown ass man. But got you. But I would like it if you just stay silent and just continue to be the artist. And you know, this is too controversial for you. You don't have the foresight and the know-how to really have these serious conversations. And this came unsolicited. It's not like the interviewer asked him about Diddy. You literally did this on your own. Really? Why? Anyway, I'll be sure. He makes a response and I was like, ooh. Now you already know I'll be sure is trying to get his stories out. He's trying to get his stories out about Sean Diddy Combs and his dastardly deeds. But he said in an Insta story post, another strategy gone wrong by the incarcerated PR crisis management team, the expense of a superstar in exchange for validation right before the scheduled appeal for an early release. Who in that public relations office comes up with this stuff? It is alleged that a sizable charitable $1 million donation was issued, memo stating brand ambassador fee, and now it's time to pay the piper. Stay strong, little bro. You are the biggest artist in the world and somebody knows it. Your legacy is intact. Usher, I don't think his legacy is gonna like die from this. Like, at the end of the day, we're at the point in time where, and it's very unfortunate that I'm about to say this, and I don't have these feelings, but the rest of the world does. Unless you are like into like celebrity crime and you know, the dastardly things that a lot of these celebrities like to get into, like you're like one of those type of fanatics that get into the true crime of it all, celebrity style, celebrity version. The general public doesn't care anymore. I mean, he's doing his time. If he get out, he get out. It seemed like people don't really care. You get what I'm saying? So this is kind of the perfect time for Usher to say what he said, because Usher, nothing is going to slow down for Usher. I don't think so. I think he's going to lose some fans, but I think that he said at the expense of a superstar, he's still going to be a superstar. It's unfortunate that the bully always wins, but you know, that's just how the cookie crumbles. Now, is this going to help Diddy get early release? I don't think so. I think Diddy just needs to sit there and eat his freaking food. Bitch, you got like, what, 5 years, 4 years? Likely to three on good behavior and shit. Like, sit down. Maybe get some therapy while you're in there. Do your time and then come out so that you can be the freaking demon that you are again. And maybe next time you will get caught. But by that time, it'll be too goddamn late. Anyway, y'all will tell me what y'all think about that in the comments. I sound so morbid. I'm sorry, y'all. But I mean, it's like, what do you do? What do you do? You know, he didn't get the full time that we expected. He's trying to get early release. He's getting Usher to go around, run around, talk about how good this man is and how good he's done to the people, to the culture and all this other shit. And he's going to get out. He's going to get out. And it's just going to be anyway. Tell me what y'all think in the comments. Smash that like button. And I will see you guys with the next set of topics, okay?
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.